You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Taco Tuesday, or happy Tuesday, or, you know, happy after a holiday Tuesday.
Happy first day back to school Tuesday.
Happy whatever you want to call it Tuesday. No, just kidding. No, happy take a deep breath Tuesday. No. It's been like an ongoing one of those days where you just need to take a deep breath and exhale. And I sound like it feels like nonstop. Ready and go and go and go and go. Oh wait, okay, and go. It's one of those Tuesdays. No, it's one of those years, one of those lives. No, I'm just kidding. It's fun. I'm saying it with a smile. If you can tell, I have a smile on my face while I'm saying that. So, hey, here we are. But we're really excited to be here. And we're going to have fun today because, like, we've been so, so on the go for so long. Like go, go, go. And by the way, go ETH.
Go ETH.
Go ETH. Like, I'm still very optimistic. Long-term hold. We just got back from a holiday. It did exactly what we anticipated it was going to do. You know, over the weekend, people don't invest over the weekend. The markets are closed. The banks are closed. Everything's closed, right? Everyone takes a break. Everyone goes on vacation. They come back. And you can tell that people got back from vacation just like in the stores, places that have vacations. Everything's like quiet, right? And people are just like worn out and tired because hopefully they all lived it up, but they had a blast, right? It's like the last push on a holiday before school goes back and everyone goes back to the fall, and it's like the mark of the end of the summer. It's kind of like a big thing. This Labor Day weekend is always like that big thing that we like mark the end of our summer and people going back to school for fall and colleges starting back up, and you know, like everyone had their summer blast and cooler weather starting to come. Not officially where I'm at, but you know, it's still hot everywhere, but it's kind of, you know, it's like kind of like that sigh of relief. I think it's like it marks fall, and Halloween stuff is everywhere, and pumpkin. Yes.
Already?
Yeah, they have like pumpkin pancakes and pumpkin waffles and pumpkin drinks. So you know that it's fall basic time too, number one.
This is the start of the best season of the year, arguably.
I'm happy because it's Halloween season and October season, but we're also coming up on last quarter of the year, so we're going to talk about that also, but it's like kind of a big deal, right?
It's significant.
So I'm very optimistic still in the market. So just to clarify, just remind everybody, okay, so this is what normally happens. We have volume. This is the beginning of the month, so if we have volume, number one, right?
Right.
People just came from a holiday, so when holidays happen, we have not as many people investing or trading while the holiday is taking place, but when they come back, the volume comes back because everyone just got paid. So they have money going into their SEPs, their 401ks, their IRAs, they're investing for long term. They just came back from a holiday. Their allocations from their paychecks are getting put away. They still have money up until about the 5th when they make the mortgage payments, et cetera. So we have volume on that. The Fed meets in 2 weeks, and now the odds are going up to 92% that there should be a 0.25% rate cut. So that's optimistic. 2 weeks before the Fed meets is usually when we start to see the results happening in the market. So we're right at that 2-week mark. So that's the second part. We just came back from a holiday, so we had that profit-taking pullback where people exit their positions before the holiday, and when they come back after the holiday, then they come back into their positions. That's happening. More people are going into crypto again. Gold prices are high right now. I think gold hit an all-time high, and gold is like at 3580 or something like that right now. I have to double check on that. So we have all of that. We're coming into the end of third quarter. We have one more month of third quarter, and then fourth quarter is coming up. And so I want to remind you all, like we did it last year in December. We said make sure that you position yourself for taxes for the following year. So taxes for 2026 will be due in April. But right now, consult with your CPA, your financial advisors, people, your real estate professionals, consult with your stockbrokers, anybody that you're going to be affected with on your finances. Like if you own businesses, your corporation, your legal, all of your structures, get all of this lined up now because you have 4 months to make changes. And if you're doing it favorably for taxes, like if you have, again, this is not financial advice, do your own research, but consult with your key advisors, CPA, legal, all that, because, if you have tax write-offs on travel or on buying electronics or buying a new car or structuring your finances if you've invested or you're structuring your finances for crypto or business structuring, all that stuff, you have 4 months left of this year to get everything organized. And this is the time that you should be doing it and consulting with those key people because they're not super slammed and busy and it's not running around at the end of the year at December trying to get it all situated. It gives you 4 months leeway time to get everything lined up. So today, like right now, would be a perfect time to do it. If you filed an extension on your taxes, the extension is coming due on October 15th. So that gives you another 45 days for that part of it. But for the taxes for next year, you want to make sure that you're getting everything situated and based off of the new tax laws, the new crypto laws, everything else has happened this year. Make sure that you're lined up and not running around last minute in December or next April going, oh, I wish I took care of that last year. Do that now, right? Do that now. It gives you plenty of time. It gives you 4 months to figure out your situation, consult with people. And a lot of them, if you reach out and you tell them, like, hey, this is what I've been doing, and I want to make sure I'm structured correctly, especially if they're like paid on commission or something like that. They'll talk to you about it. Then there's also ones that you can pay a consultant fee, or they'll give you like a free hour consultation to see if they want to work with you or if you want to work with them. So you can get some ideas lined up. And then if you have a CPA already, make sure you talk with your CPA, make sure that they're up to date on all the new tax laws and new financial laws, et cetera, like that. And then talk with them now so you can structure yourself and make sure that if you've made money this year, that you're doing it correctly, or if you need write-offs, or if you have a new business, or what you're doing, or if you're planning on buying a house, or if you sold a house, that you have everything ready to go so you're not waiting to the last minute. This gives you 4 months. Like, this is your kind of like 4 month warning. No,
Four
it's
month
good though.
warning, get it done.
Like you want to get ready to go, and make it to your best advantage for next year. And things will keep changing and updating, and we look for favorable positions and like 2026, look for even better favorable things in crypto and finance and investing and real estate and businesses and all that stuff too. But as you go along, if you keep updating and keep up with the current laws and adjust accordingly, you won't have any surprises in April next year when you go to file your taxes. You'll be well prepared and ready to go. So just make sure you do that. That's one of the things I want to make just put out there in the
Right.
universe. So,
And I did check the price of gold. It hit a high of 35,44.72. So
Yes.
I have some statistics too. It's up 79.91% over the past 5 years.
So think about that too. Gold is up 79%. And how much did ETH go up since April 8th to this all-time high of what was it a week ago Sunday?
A week ago Sunday,
We hit its
49
all-time high.
59.
Right. And what were we at on April 8th? That was our
Around 12,
bottom.
around 1200.
Okay, so it went up 400%
400%.
in 4 months.
Wow. And I think
And
it gets
gold went
really.
up 79% in the last 5 years.
If we want to compare that to silver and gold, gold went up 680% in 20 years. It took it
Six and
20 years to go up
six, okay.
682%.
Okay.
It took silver 20 years to go up 479%.
And it took ETH 4 months to go up
Four
400%.
months to go 400.
So, something to consider.
It's
And we're not
something.
saying, we're just saying coffee money again,
Yes.
$10. And if you're staying active in the financial markets, you'll see that it's volatile, it's up and down because it's new tech, new investment. Do your own research, not financial advice. And only if you're new to it and you're learning about it, only trade $10, right? But that's just like a comparison.
Yep, just a comparison. It
Just a comparison.
it's
And
cool to
then
see the change in the different markets over the time.
Right. And then the Nasdaq has gone up because Nasdaq has a lot of AI and new technology in it. A lot of the stocks involved in it, I think Nvidia is in Nasdaq. So from April 8th to say last week, how high did the Nasdaq go up? We'd have to pull up that information and look.
I will get on that.
Yeah, you're
I'm
like,
looking.
that's not something that we always pull up every day. We do pull up prices on ETH every day, for sure. We
So
watch
on,
BTC too.
okay, I got the price of the Nasdaq on April 8th. On April 8th, it hit 15,053, so 15,053. And today it's at 21,283.
Okay, so it went up about 40%.
Yep.
That's a lot. That's
That
pretty
is a
good for
lot.
the Nasdaq. That's really good for the Nasdaq. So, I mean, most everything bottomed out on April 8th. That was the bottom of the market. So ETH was about 1200, the Nasdaq was at 15,000. So the Nasdaq went up 40% since then. ETH went up 400% since then. So, and that was our bottom of the market, April 8th. So, I mean, those are good numbers. Like 40% is pretty good in the stock market. That's pretty good returns. So we're still favorable. I mean, the way I see it is BTC, Bitcoin, all-time high is around 124. And what had happened is we hit our all-time high, right? We hit our all-time high last, not the recent Sunday, but the Sunday before and Friday before. So we hit 4850 and 4950 on that Sunday. And so we hadn't hit an all-time high in a bit. And then the last time we were at like 46 was December. And so we hit an all-time high, and BTC had hit already like 7 or 10 all-time highs just in the last couple months. And BTC is like the number one spot in crypto, right? It's the blue chip. It's the one that everybody knows about Bitcoin. It's the one that's been around for the longest. So
Right.
everybody knows about it. So when people first come into crypto, the first thing they buy is Bitcoin because they know about it, they've heard about it, and that's the only one that they really know about. That's like the number one spot. The number two spot is ETH, Ethereum. ETH has more use cases. Like you can use ETH for more things like smart contracts and like tokens. There's like a lot of different things that you can use ETH for. Where Bitcoin is more just kind of like the dinosaur of crypto, where it's the stable one. Yeah, so it's the dinosaur. You can't use a lot of things, but it's kind of like the asset of crypto. So when people first come in, they don't know anything else, so they buy Bitcoin. So Bitcoin was like 124,000. Well, ETH is the high right now, the highest it's been so far, is only 49.50. So for it to catch up to Bitcoin, it has that potential. Again, do your own research, not financial advice, but it's about, it can go like another 25x or 2500% up when it catches up to Bitcoin.
That's a lot of room.
That's right, but it does because ETH is so undervalued right now, and it has a lot of use cases that it can do. And a lot of institutional and banks and companies are investing in it now because they see the value and that it is undervalued. And so a lot more money is going into it. But before, when people first came into crypto, they would buy Bitcoin because that was the one that everybody knew about. That's the one that was the first one that was established. And then Ethereum was the number two position. And so what had happened also over the weekend, like we had the holiday weekend. And so whenever you have a holiday weekend and people just made money, like when they're range trading or they're day trading or they're flipping and they're going, you know, like in and out to make profit, they'll go into other undervalued assets. And so over the weekend, a lot of people were going into alts. They're called altcoins. And they were flipping those. But the thing about alts is, like, alts don't hold their values for long periods of time. They'll run up and then people will profit take on them. And so, like, the alts I saw were running this weekend. So people kind of, like, put BTC and ETH on pause over the weekend. But they were going into alts. And then now they're profit taking on alts. And so alts are going back down again a little bit. But so, like, I'll name a couple of them. So the ones that most people know about are Doge, D-O-G-E, and, like, Shiba. Those are the main ones that people know about. Let's find some more. Yeah, so we have Cardano, like, ADA. We have Stellar. We have Bounce Token, Gala, Poly, which is Matic, FET, Doge. So Doge, let's see, like on the last week, it's been range trading from 20 cents to 23 cents. That's kind of a small range, but 20 to 23 is like a 15% range. So they've been range trading that. And then a month ago, it had gone down to what, like 19 cents. So it's ranging like a 15% range. Avalanche, which is AVAX, it's been range trading too. So it was at 22.68 on September 1st, which was Monday. And now it's at 24.43, so it's gone up a little bit. But they've been range trading the altcoins. Like, they kind of will dabble in those while they're waiting for ETH to come back. And so right. They'll take some of their profits and then they'll move their money in and, like, trade $100 here, $100 there, and then flip them. But they don't hold on to them. So they're like flipping them. So when you see them go up 10 or 15%, it's because people are flipping them. They're going in, buying them, and then selling them off, and then going back in and selling them off. So they're range trading and going in. And then ETH and BTC will make their comebacks in like the next couple of days because we have people coming back from vacation, going back to school, getting back in routine again, start to trade again and start investing again, and then taking their money that they have on the first of the month. And then they just got back and they're back in their routine. And then they go back into the more stable cryptos and start investing again. And especially when they start rumoring that the Fed will cut rates a quarter, this is what usually happens. Again, doing your research, not financial advice, but that's what the market does. And so over the weekend, they were into alts and then trading on alts. So if you see, like, you'll get notifications. If you have notifications on, like, your CX accounts, like your CB, Coinbase and stuff, you'll say, oh, went up 5%, another one went up 5%, another one went up 5%. That's what they were doing. They were trading on alts. And then BTC had a pullback too. So they'll take the profits that they made on Bitcoin and then they'll stick them in alts and then range trade them, then take profits out of there and then put them back in BTC and then take the profits out of there and then put them back into alts and then put them in ETH. and then that ETH run up, and then take some profits out of ETH and then put them in. So they like just go roundabout.
But, they cycle it.
Right. So basically, but our goal is long-term hold. Long-term hold because we see the potential. But in the interim, people also like to trade because it range trades. It goes up and down and up and down. And you can see the ranges. So you can see where it bottoms. And then as soon as it hits that, it'll bounce back up. And then it'll like hit its little resistance area. And then it'll go back down. People will profit take. And then it'll bounce back up. And then they'll get back in. And then it'll go back up. So that's just what they do because everybody's online. Anybody can buy instantly. Anybody can sell instantly. You don't have to wait for a broker and 2 days for an order to go through. You can do it right away. And so that's what happens when the money's fluid in the market and you can buy fast. And so people are dabbling right now, you know, but it's fun. It's fun.
It's so much fun.
And so when, and then we do that with meme coins. So meme coins, our meme coins are like basically IPOs, which are brand new cryptos being launched. They're brand new tokens that launch. And we find them before anybody knows that they launched and they're brand new ones. And then we get in when the market caps are only like 6K or 10K. And if it's a popular one, we might catch it like at 100K. But then they go to 10 million or 20 million. And then some of the other ones that everybody knows that started out as a meme coin was Pepe and Mog. And now like, so like Doge and Shiba started out as a meme coin. They started out with a really low market cap. And we don't name them by price because you can, when you launch a token, you can launch a token depending on how many tokens there are. So say you launch a token and you only have 100 tokens, the price is higher. If you have 1 million tokens, the price is a certain amount. If you have 1 billion tokens, the price is a certain amount. So the price varies based on how many tokens there are and how much is in the LP. So when I talk about a token, so you can compare apples to apples, oranges to oranges, we talk about market caps. And so the market cap, like, let's find Mog. I just saw it right now. I just saw it like 2 minutes ago. Here it is. Okay, so like Mog's market cap right now is, I'm on it, Insights. The market cap is, oh, it's down. It's 327 million. Wow.
That's down.
That's down a lot. So Mog's market cap is 327 million. It hit its all-time high when it went on to CEX in December 2024. And since then, it's been on a downward slope. So I'm personally not invested in. You can invest in it. Do your research, not financial advice. I'm just trying to give you like a
comparison.
Yeah, so you can understand. Like when we found Mog, it had about a 40K market cap. So if it went from 40K to 327 million, that's about an 8,000X.
Close to that. I'd have to pull up my calculator too. I can't do that mental math.
All right. So that's like an 80,000% return. But we find them when they're brand new. That's what we do. That's like our specialty. We trade all types of crypto, all types of investments, stocks, bonds, options, futures. We find arbitrage. We find where they have a lot of potential on the upside and then take key indicators and compare them and then find low entry points, basically, and then combine it with AI and then find the lowest entry point. So Mog, when I first built out my stuff, we found Mog at like 40K. And right now, which it's like Mog is like okay, but it's at 327 million. That's like a decent market cap, yes. And if you found it at 40K, you know, if you have an 8,000X return, that's great. Pepe, let's see. I just saw Pepe too. I'm trying to see what the market cap is on Pepe.
Let me see if I can find it.
I just saw it. See all. just so y'all can get a comparison of what I'm talking about. I'm in all the alts right now.
And how hard it is to find one coin.
I found it here. I'm on Pepe. So I'm on Coinbase because they're listed on Coinbase. So Pepe's market cap is 4.1 billion. And I think my screenshot of Pepe was at what, like 20 million? No,
No,
less than
lower than
that.
that. Much
Yeah.
less than that.
So maybe it's like 160,000.
That seems like it's
Yeah.
closer. It's closer to that. It
Yeah.
was in the
But now
thousands,
it's,
not the millions.
yeah. So now it's at 4.1 billion. So we go off of market caps. So, and Pepe's been doing, I mean, it's the other one that's coming back to life, but again, it's all time, like it hit its high when it got listed on CEX, and that was in December 2024. And it went down a lot, all the way down to April again when everybody else bottomed out. And then it's been kind of range trading in May and range trading now, but I'm not invested in it. I'm just using it as like a guideline so y'all can understand. Like they started out really, really small. They start out like at a 40K market cap or 100K market cap or a 10K market cap. Like some of the coins that we find are at 6K market caps. And they have the potential to go into the billions. Like if they get picked up, they have the potential to go in the billions. A lot of ours will catch like 1 or 2 or 10 million, which still, if you're finding it like a 10K market cap and it goes to 10 million, you know,
That's really good.
you made a decent X, right? So like meme coins or low or what's our other word that we
Crypto,
were calling
oh,
them?
the microcaps.
Microcaps are basically IPOs of tokens. They're like brand new tokens that launch, and that's what we specialize in. That's what we like to do because they have higher returns, higher rewards. They are higher risk, but if you know how to screen them out, because 50,000 of them, about 25 to 50,000 of them launch a day. And so our bots have been screening them for 4 years. 4 years on the algo, the bots have been screening for over 2.5 years, and we screen them down to 100 to 200 out of 50,000 a day and find the top 100 to 200. So, but we find them at 6K to 10K market caps, and then they have the potential to go up to a billion. Some go like 1 million, 10 million, but you still have like a big range of what the X's are. But, you know, those are the different types of crypto, and that's what Dragon trades on. That's what AI Signal trades on. That's like we do IPOs of tokens. And that's what all these businesses are going to be launching now are the IPOs of tokens like Amazon and Meta. They're all going to launch tokens. And they're talking about it right now. They're planning on launching tokens. And that's what we find. We find the brand new ones that are launching before anybody knows, which could be full business models or utilities, or they're tied to real world assets, but they're all tied to ETH. So they're like real world assets, their AI, their contracts, their utility, their games. There are a lot of things that are attached to the token, and that's kind of their stock for what they have out there.
Right.
But
It's
that's our
in
specialty.
an easy way to think of it is like it's like GameStop for a real world comparison, and how they have big communities behind them, and they start off small and they start growing and growing and growing from nothing, and people have fun with it. That's exactly what these microcaps and meme coins are. They start off as these IPOs, and then they build a community within crypto, and it's that's
And
what we
some of them are,
specialize in.
yeah, and some of them are businesses too, and some of them are just a fun token. You know, like Doge and Shiba are just a fun token. They're not, there's no like really an asset or a utility or an AI or anything attached to it. It's just a fun token that everybody invests in because it's well known.
Right.
So that's what that's like one of the things that we do, but let's have a little fun today.
Yes.
Again, go ETH. We're still like on a go ETH here.
It's always
Go
go
ETH.
ETH. It's
Okay, so
always go
we're still
ETH.
optimistic, and 6:30 on Tuesday is one of the magical numbers for ETH. It's one of the magical times. Sunday 3 a.m., Tuesday 6:30 p.m., and Friday is like one of the magical numbers for ETH. So we have different time zones that people invest in ETH, and this is like one of the magical times. But so everybody came back from vacation. Everybody's getting ready to go back to school. Everyone's, you know, like getting ready for fall and winter and snow and all that fun stuff. So I thought we'd have a little bit of fun because it seems like, well, it seems like we've been just going nonstop, go, go, go. I've had zero sleep for, I think, 100 years at this point. This is what it feels like. Like, it seems like whenever you have so much to do and, like, I just, like, I have to do this and this and this and this, that it feels like even though you get most of the stuff done, it's, the list just seems to grow bigger and bigger, and there's still things that always can be done, right? That's what it feels like nonstop. Right. And you never stop to appreciate and have gratitude for the moment that you're in and be thankful for the moment that you're in. And, like, I think in life, if we don't appreciate where we are and what we're doing at this moment and how far we've come or where we are, who's around us, who's surrounding us, that, you know, we'll just keep going, 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 and look back and, like, 100 years would have passed and, like, we weren't able to enjoy it, right? Yeah. So I'm grateful to everything that I've done this year, these past couple of years. I'm grateful to all the holders and the members and the people that are on our bots and that trade and all the people that have come into our lives and the people that I've passed in traveling and the special people that, like, when I go and check in at a front desk and they recognize me and remember me and, like, that make my experience great, and the valet and the front desk and the VIP and the locations I go to and the beautiful weather, even though it's pouring rain right now, which is like looking at beautiful water and palm trees, but it's pouring rain. So it's a reminder that it is now coming into fall.
Oh.
And for like you being a wonderful teammate and doing these shows and having fun and learning, you know, learning all the things that we learn and hopefully helping teach people to, like, explore and try things out and pursue their passions too. But, like, we get so caught up in everything that we do that we don't, like, experience the moment. So I'm going to walk everyone through on this thing, because, like, everyone, we get caught up on our day-to-day, on our to-do list, that we don't think of our ultimate outcome on where we want to be or what we want and, like, why we're doing everything that we're doing. A lot of people don't goal set. A lot of people just, like, check off their box of, like, go to the grocery store, fold clothes, make my bed, work 9 to 5, turn on the TV, cook dinner, you know, like, you don't experience life. So you want to, like, think in the future of what you want and what your outcomes are, and then everything else will fall in place. And so a lot of people don't plan on what they want, like the vision that they see for themselves or the vision that they want in their future or the outcome that they want. We get so caught up in our day-to-day. And every single thing that I've ever written down in my life, I've gotten, like, every single thing, almost to the date, to the T, to the color, to the texture, to every single thing I've ever wanted, I've gotten and I've done. And so what you want to do is you want to start out with, like, a 10-year goal and take out, like, a fresh piece of paper, and you can come back to this and listen to it again. But think about this, like, you want to come out to 10 years from now, you want to picture yourself, and it's 10 years from now. And if you had, like, $50 million sitting in your bank account 10 years from now, you go and you, like, look at your bank account and you open up your app and you look in your bank account and it has 50,000,000. And there's $50 million sitting in your bank account and it's 10 years from now. What would you be doing? What would your life look like? Who would be the people in your life? What would your house look like? What would your cars look like? What city would you be living in? What would your family look like? Who would be with you? Where would you go on the weekend? Would you like fire up your jet and fly to Paris?
Oh,
Would
yes.
you like go choose from one of the 10 cars in your garage? Would you have four different businesses that, you have personal assistants that are helping you run the businesses? Would you be like flying over to, I don't know, Italy to go hold a board meeting for another business? Would you be having a nonprofit that's helping build out homes for low-income families? Would you be running fundraising? Would you like what would if you 10 years from now, what would your life look like? You could have anything in the world. If you could be any person in the world, if you could do anything and live anywhere, have a house anywhere in the world, you got to choose anything because there's $50 million sitting in it and you have unlimited funds and you open it up your account and you look and you write down and what you're going to do is you're just going to write down, I live here, 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 and here. My house looks like this. Describe your house in detail. What does your kitchen look like? What does the refrigerator look like? How many bedrooms are there? Do you have a pool? Do you have a big yard? Do you have a condo? Do you live in New York? Like, what does it look like to you? What does everything look like? Describe everything in detail. What are your animals? What kind of pets do you have? What type of cars? Do you have boats? Do you have planes? Do you have a train? What is your businesses? Now you have the money to pursue your passion. What is your passion? You wanted to learn guitar. Are you a professional guitarist now? If you wanted to, like, did you start a band because of it? If you wanted to design clothes, do you have a clothing line now? If you wanted to learn how to throw parties, are you an event planner? Are you throwing parties all over the world? What do you do? Because you have $50 million in your bank account that is unlimited sources of funds, and your life is any way that you wanted to create it. What are you doing? So write that all down. And then you're going to go back and like write down every single thing that you want, your house, your cars, your businesses, your career, your education, who's in your life, what your family life looks like. Are you traveling the world? Are you married? Do you have 100 kids? Do do you have nannies? Do you have gardeners? Do you have a pool person? Do you have four homes? Like, do you have a home in the Swiss Alps for ski season, and then one in Hawaii for summer, and like one in the Caribbean for the fall. Like, what does your life look like? Like, if money was no object and you were able to do anything that you wanted with your life and you were able to pursue anything that you wanted and be anywhere that you wanted, what would you do? Because in the heart of what your passion is and what lies, that's what your true calling is. Like, what the rewards that you get for pursuing your passion are just confirming by following your passion and becoming who you're supposed to become. The rewards are what confirm it. So basically, if I'm supposed to be an opera singer, I can't sing worth at all. Just so y'all know, that's like not my passion. If I was supposed to be like the greatest opera singer in the whole entire world, and I just went out there and started singing everywhere, everything else would fall in place because I'm pursuing my talent and my passion and something that I love. And doors would open up to me because that's my passion and that's what I love to do. And then everything else would fall in place. And then all the things that I want because of that would be like, I would probably want to travel the world and go to Italy and perform opera there and then go into, like
The
all
Sydney
over the
Opera
world.
House.
And right. So, yeah, the Sydney Opera House. And so I would get that fulfillment of traveling and getting ushered around because I'm singing all over in the world. And then they're paying me, and then people are throwing the roses like they do on stage because you're singing, So like everything falls in place because you're doing what you pursuing, what you love to do. If you're a numbers nerd like me and you love data, like all the data would come to you. So that's what happens to me. I get all the data, and then I come up with all these AI ideas because that's my passion. So like if you think about it, that's what you want to do, and so that's like your ultimate outcome, and that's exactly like what we're living for. That's what we're pursuing. That's what we want. And then Like, how are you helping the world in doing that? By pursuing your talents, how are your talents helping the world? And then when you have that kind of money, what else could you do to help the world? What else could you do to make the world better? And how else could you encourage other people to pursue their passions and help the world too? Because I believe personally, that's my own belief, that that's what we're here to help other people pursue their passions and help other people do the same thing and help other people do it too. Now we're going to go to our 1 month goal, 3 month goal, 1 year goal, 3 year goal, and 5 year goal. And so it takes just that first step. So the first step in 1 month, if I want to become an opera singer, I'm going to go on to ChatGPT or AI, or I'm going to Google and look up how to take singing lessons. Where can I take singing lessons, right? I can go to my local college, because local colleges are starting right now, and sign up for a college class and go take a singing lesson. You know, it doesn't cost that much money to pursue your passion and start. And then now I'm in a whole network of people that love to sing. And now I have a whole new group of friends who love to sing. In 3 months from now, I'm going to go to my first opera and go listen to my first opera. And then in 6 months from now, I'm going to go travel to Italy and go listen to an opera. And then 1 year from now, I'm going to go to the Sydney Opera House and then try out. So like, you put in your goals, like baby steps from your 10-year outcome of what you want, and then you put your baby steps up to that. So your 1 year, and then you have your 10-year outcome, like your most outcome, if money was no object and you could do anything that you wanted to do, have everything that you wanted, be anybody that you wanted to be, see anything, and then all the people in your life, and then take those baby steps up. And 1 month from now, what's that first baby step I'm going to take? 3 months from now, what's the next baby step I'm going to take? 6 months, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and then by the time you know it, 10 years, you open up your bank account, you're a famous opera singer, you have $50 million in your bank account, and you have everything that you wrote down on your piece of paper. But I think that the biggest thing is not on what we obtain by the time we reach that 10-year mark. It's who we became in the process of getting to that 10-year mark, because we were trying to become the best version of ourselves and pursue our passion to get to that 10-year mark. And in doing so, we grow and become a better version of ourselves as we go along the way, because we're pursuing something that is in our heart and that we want to do.
Right. And manifest those emotions that come along with that 10-year goal, that happiness, that joy, that excitement, that feeling of gratefulness that you've got there, and those memories that took you to that across that 10-year span of working for your goal and meeting those people and going out at night and going to those the bars or wherever and going on like the mic and just singing and having fun with it, and then working your way to that goal, finally hitting that high note, and just
literally
cherish. Exactly. I was at least someone picked up on it.
Right.
But reaching those goals and those memories that come along with it, that's all part of the journey. That's the memorable part. That's what counts. That's what you're going to be able to take with you.
And then the people that come into your life because you're pursuing something you love, and then the other people are pursuing what they love too. So now you're surrounded with singers, or you're surrounded with people who have the same passion or want to travel or want to change the world. Like, those people come into your life because of it. And then opportunities and doors open, and the travel opportunity opens itself up. And then all of a sudden you found a way to go to Sydney because of it, or you found a way to get the house that you always wanted because of it, or you know, like the puppy that you had an envision of, a certain type of puppy. Like, mine was a husky with blue eyes was always my puppy that I wanted. I did have a Shiba, but like a puppy. So like those, and then all of a sudden somebody's like, oh, I'm giving away puppies today, and it happened to be a husky with blue eyes. So like those things start to open up for you. There's a thing, if you think about the color blue, and like you think about in your mind the color blue, and you look around, everywhere you look, you're going to notice the color blue. You're going to see, like, look around right now. Think of the color blue and look around and then see how much blue you see wherever you are right now. Like, if you look out the window, do you see water? Do you see, do you see furniture in your house? Do you see a painting with the color blue in it? You're going to notice blue.
A book with a blue cover.
Right. So everywhere you look, because you're noticing the color blue, you're going to see the color blue. If you're driving down the road and you say, okay, think of let's think of another kind of a car.
Oh my God. A Tesla.
Everywhere you look, you're going to see Teslas everywhere because you're aware of it and becomes in your awareness. So when you write down your goals, your aspirations, what you want, and you put it into writing, your subconscious becomes aware of it and it finds ways to find those things because now you're aware of it. Where before, if it was just buried and you didn't know that that's what you were seeking or looking for, it wouldn't find it for you. But if you write it down and then you go back to it again and you look at it, you'll notice that these things will start popping up in your life. So I wanted to have a little fun tonight. Because y'all came back from your vacation, you came back from summer. Hopefully y'all got to travel, had fun, spend time with family and friends, got to explore. You know, we're coming up on, we have 4 more months left of this year. Get your taxes organized. But think about this too. Your 10-year outcome, could it be starting a new business? If it is, when you're talking to your tax consultant, maybe this is the year that you start that business. If it's traveling and you need some tax write-offs, again, not financial advice, talk to your CPA. Maybe you need to put another trip in this year, you know?
Go to a business meeting somewhere fun.
If you are planning on being an opera singer, maybe you go and start a class. Since classes are starting, you start a class. If you want to learn about business, go take a business class. If you want to learn about AI, go take an AI class. Fall classes are starting at the colleges, and I'm pretty sure I think on the JC, you can get in free on most of the college classes. So go take a class for free, you know. If you want to go work out the gym, I believe you can even take classes at the gym at the colleges. And if you're in high school, you can take them for college credit. You can take, while you're in high school, you can take college classes that will count for college credit and for high school, but talk to your counselor on that too. But this is like the key time to get ready for the rest of your life.
This is the moment.
And have fun in doing so. So have a happy Tuesday, y'all. Yes. Go eat some tacos and we'll talk to you. Go eat. And we'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.